according to St. Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly a violent storm came up upon the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. Men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Your mercies, Lord, are before our eyes. And today in the readings, we see those mercies. We see the Lord's passionate will to save. And we see our need to trust in that will. First reading, God sent his angels to deliver Lot and his family from destruction. Yesterday, we saw Abraham learning how to pray and teaching us all to pray, to intercede. If only 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. It was clear that God couldn't even find 10. So he was going to destroy the city. But out of love for Abraham, he wanted to save Lot and his family. So in a way in which it indicates to us allegorically how the Lord wants to save us from near occasions of sin, from the fires of hell, for example, he sends his angels to lead Lot and his family out. They're hesitant. Anybody who has, for example, ever read The Great Divorce and then seen at the very end with the lizard on the shoulders know this dialogue. Don't want to leave comfortable where you are. Don't want to put up the fight. Don't want the ascetical hike up Mount Carmel. But when Lot hesitated, the angels took each of them by the hand and started to lead them out, and even gave them an alternative destination when they just didn't think they had the courage to do the climbing. God shows his will to save here. Sometimes we can look at Sodom and Gomorrah and just see God's desire to destroy. It's exactly the opposite. He desired to save, but the only people he could save were those who wanted to be saved and didn't want it wholeheartedly by this point, but wanted it just a little. Correspondence with the prayers of others. So God let them out. We have the fate of Lot's wife. Looking back, on Sunday, of course, we had that episode of the three vocational calls, and Jesus said, the one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. There needs to be this looking and keeping our eyes on the Lord's mercy. We need to keep looking toward him. If we take our eyes off of the Lord, if we begin to long for the flesh pots of Sodom and Gomorrah, we won't make it. Punishment is just a Hebrew idiom. The body is made out of water and salts. To be reduced to salt just simply means basically died and eventually was going to decompose into the various minerals and elements that were there. But we will die unless we keep our eyes on the mercies of the Lord. Lord's desire is to save, but we've got to want to be saved. We've got to trust in his not only power to save, but in his desire to save. We see that in today's gospel. They're out on the Sea of Galilee in Peter's boat as a ferocious storm comes down the Straits of Magdala, and it still happens today, really disrupts instantaneously almost the Sea of Galilee, such that these professionals on that sea, who well could swim, were fearing for their life. And Jesus was tireder than Sisters of Visitation Convent because he was able to sleep during this ferocious storm. Just think about how fatigued you have to be in order to be sleeping in the midst of all of that, not only physical gyration on the sea, not only constantly getting water splashed on your face, but the shrieks of these grown men all around. Wow, he was tired. But then they woke him up. "Lord, save us, we are perishing," they cried out. St. Mark's version of the scene, it's, "Lord, do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus' whole life was an answer to that question. God does care that we are perishing, and he comes into our world precisely to save. He came not to condemn, as St. John reminds us every Easter season, but he came so that we might not perish, but have eternal life. He wanted us to have that life to the full, but we have to trust in it. So, "Lord, do you not care?" So Jesus showed first that he had the power to save, and he calmed the winds and the seas. But the real problem in the apostles was not that they doubted Jesus' power. They had seen all his miracles by this point. They doubted his desire. They doubted his will. So that's why Jesus said, "Oh, you of little faith, why are you terrified? Did you not know that I care? Did you not know that with me you're going to be fine?" They needed to keep their eyes on his mercies. We'll see later that one of the real issues, especially in the life of Judas, is that he couldn't keep his eyes on the Lord's mercy. That's why he ultimately took his own life after he had sinned. He had just never gotten what is most essential about the Lord Jesus. So for us, do we get what's most essential? We get that he is mercy incarnate, that he's come into our world in order to save, that when God the Father couldn't find 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, he found one. He found his Son who took on our nature and came into the world so that we might all be saved on account of that one. And that he'll leave the 99 and come after us. We're that precious to him. So we should never be terrified of a thing. Thank you.